This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is a Friday. We're talking Cowboys. We're talking college football playoffs. We have an eye at half. Salina leads Kilgore 27-14, so we're keeping you up to date on that as well. And coming up at 5:20, of course, what you drinking, what you thinking. So if you are cracking them, set a reminder and give us a ring here coming up in about a half hour. And joining us now is Eric Henry, Texas Longhorns beat writer at 24/7 Sports. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
He's in.
Doing all right, fellas. How about yourself?
We're doing great. Thanks for asking. Do you think the Longhorns are 12 points, two touchdowns better than Clemson?
Undoubtedly. I know that sounds, you know, kind of crazy to come in there so full-throated and say undoubtedly, but, I mean, let's just call a spade, right? And I don't mean it's disrespectfully to Dabo Swinney's club, but I don't think it's out of bounds to say they kind of backdoored their way into the college football playoff. SMU, you know, had SMU be able to take care of business in that second half against the Tigers. We're not having this discussion right now. So double-digit favorites, yes, I think that goes to show the strength of the SEC compared to the ACC. And quite frankly, I mean, this is another Texas team. It's funny, I was talking about this on an earlier radio spot. Just as last year's club had double-digit NFL picks, you can just go off the top of your head and come up with 8-9 NFL draft picks before you're really diving through this roster is too deep. So, yes, that is not out of bounds in my mind.
How's the health of the Horns going into this matchup? Is Isaiah Bond unlikely to go tomorrow?
You know, it's interesting, guys, because I guess I'll work in reverse here. So Isaiah Bond was doing, you know, one of those promo spots for Raising Cane's yesterday, and he was asked by a local reporter, not even a sports reporter, a news reporter, hey, you know, how's the ankle? And he said it's coming along fine. And when he was asked, are you going to play? He said he expects to play. Now, he could be being coy or, you know, just, you know, in gamesmanship, who knows. But, as I said, I'll work in reverse. During the very brief practice availability that Steve Sarkisian was mandated, and I say mandated because Texas does not allow media to watch practice during the season, but because this is a college football playoff game, there had to be some measure of availability for the media on Monday. IB didn't practice. I mean, he was, at least during the media portion, he was watched from the sideline. So it's going to be interesting to watch, but that's the main injury. It looks like, you know, Quinn Ewers' ankle, while it may, you know, play a little bit of a factor, seems to be fine. Kelvin Banks' ankle as well seems like he's going to be good to go. So IB will be the main injury to keep an eye on.
Hey, Eric, you know, in our station here, we like to talk about, you know, the possibilities of with Quinn and then and Arch and that situation. And I know you don't get to watch a lot of practice, but you live with that football team. Are we maybe going to see more of Arch in this game? I know that he's kind of used him in certain situations, but could we see him for a series or two in the first half and maybe a series or two in the second half?
Well, okay, if you say a series, I wouldn't go that far. If you're asking me, are there situations within a series that you can see him, I think the answer is yes. The reason I feel that way is because, listen, you know, Steve Sarkisian, I think, has done an excellent job managing this quarterback room over the past 2 years. I mean, with Arch Manning, Malik Murphy, of course, now had an excellent year at Duke, now heading to Oregon State, and, of course, Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning. So I think he's done a really good job managing the quarterback room, but now you're talking about a situation in which you're not worried about, hey, what is going to be the media narrative next week? What's going to be the situation I got to worry about, you know, for the next game, the next few games? This is a playoff. It's win or go home.
Yeah.
So if there are situations where it's, you know, third downs and third and medium, right? Take, for example, Texas, you know, 6 of 18, third down 2 weeks ago against Georgia. If Arch Manning's legs can give you a different factor, you use them. If Arch Manning's legs can give you a different factor in the red zone, you use them. You're not worried about hurt feelings. You're not worried about managing the quarterback room because it's win or go home.
Do you think Texas can make its way through the bracket without getting anything from Arch?
That's a good question. The answer I'm going to give you is yes, and but here's the caveat. And I say this about, in you know, realistically, the entirety of this field outside of Oregon, because Oregon obviously comes in unblemished and has shown that, you know, they can go the entire way. I think if you look at this entirety of the college football playoff field, and you can make the argument that any of these teams, if they play their A game, can beat anybody. But you can also say you've seen all of these teams outside of Oregon play some variation of their B game or B minus game and look, you know, quite frankly, lackluster. So in specificity to Texas, the question you asked me, can Texas make an extended run and not get anything from Arch Manning? The caveat is, if Texas's offense, and I need to specify the offense because Texas's defense has done nothing but bring their A game all season. If Texas's offense can look like the unit that it was the way of performing prior to Quinn Ewers' injury against UTSA, yes, they can get through the playoff without any contribution from Arch Manning. But the flip side of that, and it'd be idiotic of me not to acknowledge it, is we're talking about the college football playoff and not UTSA, ULM, or a really bad Michigan team.
How juicy is the storyline with Cade Klubnik, Austin Kidd, coming back to take on the Horns?
Oh, I mean, there's no doubt about it. That's a big-time storyline. I mean, I don't know how it's playing up there in North Texas, but here in Central Texas, you're talking about the fact that you have Cade Klubnik, a Westlake chap, of course, has teammates, former high school teammates, who are now on the Texas roster, most notably Michael Taft. Michael Taft talked about his friendship with Cade Klubnik, saying that, you know, hey, back in the COVID year, you know, all those guys had to, could do was just toss a football around, and they developed a really strong bond. You know, Ethan Burke, come on, I'm forgetting the other kid's name, defensive end right now, Colton Vosick, thank you, all Westlake chaps. And then you consider the fact that, of course, you know, they beat Quinn Ewers. Southlake Carroll Trackhead beat them in the state title game, right? Michael Taft picked off Quinn Ewers, ironically enough. So, no, it's a big-time storyline. I think it's something that, you know, it's not one of those things that I think there's, you know, ill feelings, oh, Texas didn't recruit me.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
But just the hometown kid coming back home and wanting to perform well in front of the hometown fans, absolutely.
Hey, Eric, you know, Texas has gotten off to some slow starts. Would that be the one thing that you would be worried about the most coming into this football game, that the fact that, you know, maybe that, you know, that Clemson gets going and all of a sudden there's a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of murmuring and hush in the stadium there?
It would be a close second. I'll start with what would be my first. In Texas, if they can perform better in the red zone, and quite frankly, when you talk about a team that performed 98th in the red zone this year, 59 red zone trips, 39 touchdowns. That's unacceptable for a team, you know, with this kind of talent on offense.
Sure.
That concerns me more. The way they performed in the high red zone against Georgia, you know, getting down there in the 25-30 yard line and having to settle for 3 points and not being able to find sevens, that concerns me more. The reason why the slow start doesn't concern me as much is because Texas's defense has performed so well this year that they're going to do what they've done all year, which is buy their offense time to find its footing. And it's not ideal. Ideally, Texas's offense would come out firing off all cylinders. But if they don't, Texas's defense has proven that they can buy them time. Now, again, what concerns me more isn't necessarily, you know, the fact that they can eventually find their footing and buy time. It's that when they do get down in those situations, they get into opponent's territory, they're not selling for 3 points. That right. concerns me more than the slow start.
How about, you know, the turnovers, 22 in 13 games. Clemson's defense, not great, but it is opportunistic.
Yeah, Clemson's defense forced 25 turnovers this year. They're right up there with the Longhorns, who have forced 28. It's a combination of Quinn Ewers and then just some of the turnovers have almost kind of been, you know, mind-boggling. You take a look at the running back situation. I don't want to throw one player under the bus, but Jaden Blue hasn't performed, you know, to not even Division I level. I'd say a high school level in terms of securing the football. He's got to do a better job. Quintrayvon Wisner has had some issues. Jarrett Gibson as well. So you can't provide this Clemson team with additional opportunities. Again, Texas's defense has performed well. They've risen to the occasion, but look no further than the Georgia game. Georgia scored 30 points, but of course 23 of those points came in the first half, and all 23 of those points came on drives of 40 yards or less. That just was because Texas's offense gave them the ball, gift-wrapped Georgia's offense points. So that's a concern, no doubt.
Hey, Erica, are the fans ready with the plastic bottles just in case things don't go well early in this football game?
Listen, I took some heat from some Longhorn fans and from the boards over on our Horns 24/7 message boards because, look, the SEC can cover their behind, and that's fine. No one in this world is going to convince me that the SEC and the refs weren't bought additional time with those plastic bottles being thrown to make the right call there. It ended up being the right call, but I don't blame Kirby Smart for feeling like, you know, the officials were trying to give him the screw job when all of a sudden, you know, your offense is out there ready to run a play and then all hell breaks loose.
Welcome to the SEC. I'm an LSU man myself, so we're all about that. You know, just
awesome.
Get ready for this officiating. Every time you cover a game, you're going to see something you probably have never seen before.
Eric Henry, Texas beat writer, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. I did want to ask about the transfer portal and how Sark's kind of been handling that. I know we've heard a lot locally. Rhett Lashley has been complaining about it. Other coaches in the playoff have not been happy with this. What's the perspective from Austin?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Steve has made his feelings clear, and I think he's well within his right to feel the way that he's felt that the NCAA, and I'm not quoting him here, I'm just kind of, you know, paraphrasing, the NCAA is a day late and a dollar short. I mean, to quote Steve, it would be like the NFL opening the you know, free agency on the day the playoffs start, right? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So the fact that you're having to not only defend your roster, but try to, you know, come with acquisitions of your own in the middle of a playoff is just really kind of, I mean, it's silly, and it's another example of the NCAA being behind the times. I mean, Texas has managed to go out and get a couple players, most notably Jack Bomeister, the Utah punter, which it sounds, you know, kind of mundane or whatever on its surface. But Michael Kern, true freshman punter out of my neck of the woods in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, has been average this year at best. They need a weapon in the punt game, so Bomeister should be able to fill that role. But, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that the portal has been a situation where there are people probably looking to raid Texas's roster right now, and it doesn't make it easy when you're trying to prepare for a playoff game while also defending off, you know, the million-dollar offers that insert school is offering to your guys.
Eric, how optimistic would you be against Arizona State and then likely Oregon?
Arizona State, I still feel that Texas, now they're going to need to play it can't be the B game. It can't be the B-minus game. Maybe you can get away with the B-plus game, but I still feel that Arizona State's kind of outkicked this coverage this year. You know, I'm not a big 12 guy. I'm a UCF grad, so I kind of follow that league a little bit. And there's no one in that league that really, truly impresses me too much. So I think Texas can get past Arizona State. Now the question is Oregon, right? If that game is in Arlington, your guy's neck of the woods, it gets interesting. If that game, for some odd reason, you know, if the CFP or if Oregon decided that, you know, hey, we're going to go and take that thing to South Florida, then I don't know. But the Oregon game is the one that would give me more pause. I think Dylan Gabriel is one of the most underrated players, most disrespected players in college football. All that guy does is win and perform wherever he is. We talk about Cade Klubnik being the best quarterback Texas has faced. You ramp that up even more when talking about Dylan Gabriel.
Eric Henry, 24/7 Sports. You killed it, man. Thank you so much. And maybe we could do it again next week.
Anytime. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Salute. There he goes. All right. Thank you. Coming up next, in addition to the finest, Woolchuck, where are you taking it?
Yeah, let's go ahead and continue to preview the college football playoff. We got drunk kickers and a 7th-grade offer that's next.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.